SBS Radio.
Yes, that's right. So in our edition this week, Nitsa, we have a very in-depth guide to the election, all about the key seats for Jewish voters. And we also have started with reporting the answers to the Executive Council of Australian Jewry's annual questionnaire, where it puts questions to the major parties about all very important issues to us. So in that, Labor has reiterated it will reverse the government's recognition of West Jerusalem as Israel's capital if it wins the election. Opposition Foreign Affairs spokesperson Penny Wong first declared Labor would do so immediately if elected after Scott Morrison's announcement last December on that issue. And the ALP again confirmed that its position is that the future of Jerusalem needs to be decided by the parties to the Middle East conflict as part of a negotiated peace settlement. Wong said that's why Labor does not support unilateral recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, and in government it would reverse it. Labor's response has also addressed the resolution at the Labor Party's National Conference last December, where it called on the next Labor government to recognise Palestine as a state. The resolution made clear, Penny Wong said, that the desire of the conference to recognise Palestine as a state, while acknowledging this will be ultimately a matter for a future Labor government. And a shortened Labor government would ensure that any decision taken contributes to a peaceful resolution of the conflict and progress towards a two-state solution. On the other hand, the coalition response was Palestinian statehood can only be realized through direct negotiations, while the Greens said they support recognizing a Palestinian state. Regarding the United Nations, the coalition said it would stand with Israel in the face of biased and unfair targeting in the UN General Assembly, while Labor said it would examine every resolution on its merit and firmly within the context of our very strong adherence to our support for a two-state solution. Interestingly, no parties endorsed the anti-Israel boycott movement, including the Greens, and the coalition denounced BDS as anti-Semitic, while Labor said it had always opposed BDS, and the Greens said it was not party policy to support BDS. And finally, on anti-Semitism, the government said it was working to upgrade Australia's membership of the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance to full membership, while Labor highlighted the fact that former Prime Minister Julia Gillard was the first Australian politician to sign the London Declaration on Combating Anti-Semitism.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitsa Lowenstein. Shane, Rabbi David Freilich was running for the Senate.
Yes, this is a very interesting one. So Rabbi David Freilich was a rabbi for 30 years in Perth Hebrew Congregation, and he's actually a former president of the Organization of Rabbis of Australasia. So he has decided to run as a candidate for the Senate in Western Australia. He's running for the Western Australia Party, and he told us he actually doesn't see himself as a politician. He says, "I don't see this running for the Senate as politics. I see this as part of my community service." Continuing, that was a surprise.
Well, the AJN this week covers the election so well. You've got very interesting features. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, so we've got a two-page feature that really goes into the life and beliefs of our treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, Liberal Party. So he goes quite into depth of what continues to drive him today and into the future. And we've also got a one-page feature on Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus, who's Jewish as well, of course, quite a prominent politician in Melbourne.
The Yom HaTzmaut celebrations are behind us, and last week it was an incredible reception with the Israel Ambassador to Australia, Mark Sofer, and with New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian.
Yes, that was at the Four Seasons Hotel, and I've been to that for the last 3 or 4 years. And I must say, this year was the most people attending that I've ever seen. So it was great to see, not just, of course, so many representatives from the Jewish community, but there was a lot of politicians there and a lot of community representatives from all the other faiths, and also ambassadors, international ambassadors from more than 20 countries. So that was great to see. And yes, Israel's ambassador to Australia, Mark Sofer, spoke very, very well. He particularly emphasised that Australia's, and in particular New South Wales' Jewish community, is the best, or if not the best, one of the best communities he's ever worked with. And he's actually worked as a diplomat for 39 years around the world. So it's that's quite a statement from him.
We're talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, I must mention that today marks exactly 70 years for the arrival of Jewish families, Holocaust survivors from Europe. They arrived in May 1949, and later on, I'm going to talk to Velva Lederman. His parents arrived exactly 70 years ago on the Luciano Manara in Circular Quay. And as we talk, they, on Sunday morning, is actually performing a Thanksgiving ceremony to mark 70 years. And you'll be able to listen to our interview with Velva Lederman later on this program. And before we go, I would like to mention that Shoah survivor Lina Goldstein passed away at the age of 100.
Yes, 100 years old. And just very recently, she actually was at the Yom HaShoah commemoration in Sydney lighting a candle. And she was still quite an active volunteer at the Sydney Jewish Museum and with Courage to Care New South Wales, even at that age. It's very sad that she passed away, but it was she passed away peacefully on Tuesday night, and tributes have just been coming in since from Jewish communal leaders. The Sydney Jewish Museum CEO Norman Seligman described her as committed and passionate about sharing Holocaust history and her own experiences. She had an amazing sense of humour, which no doubt helped her to cope during those very dark days when she was back in the war.
Well, Lina Goldstein will be fondly remembered by her family and the Jewish community. Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.